And so it is, dear friends, that we continue the creative energies of this day. All of us, Metatron, Asaf, Mary, all of the other angels and entities sitting here before a group of spiritual artists who have created their way from home to this very space, and now are creating a whole new understanding and awareness, creating a true unfolding of spirit. We were like the flower that opens up, accepting in all things around you, opening up to reveal who you truly are. It was an honor and delight for I, Tobias, to finally hug. And for those who asked in their heart, was it Tobias? Was it Kaudra? It was indeed both of us. It was the energies also of Metatron, Asaf, and Mary. We could all come through thanks to Kaudra sharing his body for this occasion. It was not always so easy for us to come this close. Sometimes there is the assumption on the human part that the angels can come in freely at any time. That is not so much true, dear friends. It is difficult for us to come through the veil, just as it is difficult for you to transcend the veil. The angels can, in a sense, observe from a distance, but it has always been very difficult for us to come through this close, like what we were able to do today. Your opening up, your being in the moment and allowing your creative energies to flow allows that veil to dissolve and disappear so that we can come in, we can share the moment with you, we can be here feeling who you are. It was not any of the entities, including I, Tobias, today who were giving you overwhelming feelings and love. We were feeling yours. What an honor it was to receive from you, to connect with you. What a joy it was to see you open your heart, to feel safe enough to open your heart. You know, hugs are an interesting thing. When a human is safe enough to hug, oh, they are truly safe enough to express their creative divinity. The body represents such barriers. Coming that close to another human, touching them, has such barriers with it. But we felt you when you opened up. When you touched us, we could feel that. We're not in physical form, but we felt the overwhelming sensation of your energy and your love in a way that Tobias had not been able to do before. Most of the angels have not been able to do. Some of you get upset at times, demanding at times. We've heard some of the ones who are here, listening in this room even, say to us, but if you are real, manifest before us. Show yourself to us. Prove to me that you exist. I want to see an angel with my human eyes. Some of you have set this up as a test for yourself, perhaps a test for us. What we say to you is that when you are thinking in that way, in that logical way, when you are demanding proof in your old energy reality, we can be standing in front of you and you cannot see us. When you open your heart, when you get out of the old reality, you will feel us first, and then you will begin to see us. You will begin to know when we are standing beside you and when we are not. There will be no more doubt in your mind. You are already getting some inclination, some hints of this. You are seeing us as a bright spot of light off to the side of your eye. But when you look at it, you change modality, you go intellectual, you go analytical, and it seems that that bright spot of light disappears. It doesn't. We are still there. You are seeing the essence of spirit as this bright light. But you have converted back to your analytical mind, and then you can no longer sense us. Sometimes you see us as a movement off to the side. You get a feeling of warmth come over you. But the moment you start analyzing, it goes away. Dear friends, when you have an incident like that happen, when we are right there with you in your reality, you know what to do. Breathe in. Allow your own creativity to dance with ours. You wonder sometimes, am I just making this up? In a sense, we laugh and say, does it really matter? What is reality? Your old reality was a narrow, linear road, dry, difficult, harsh. Your new reality is anything that you make it, anything. That's what we are saying here, and that is what Metatron once again comes back to add his energy to. Express yourself. Go multidimensional. Allow yourself to be out of your mind totally. Your reality is anything you make it. You no longer have to be in the old world reality that was limited to only what you saw or perhaps felt with your human senses. It can go so much wider, so much deeper now. Your reality is anything that you care to make it, and it becomes what you would consider tangibly real when you express within that now moment of reality. There is no truth about a singular reality. Oh, sometimes your human senses try to prove it otherwise, try to say reality is only what you can feel. Reality is a tree when you bump your head into it. But reality is also everything that exists in the now around you. Breathe it in and express your creativity in that, and it becomes a reality for you, just as the tree would be for your head when it bangs into it. With that, dear friends, we would be delighted to answer your questions.
Tobias, why do I feel empty and sad in these days? I don't want to do anything but to sit and do nothing, whereas I have a job to go to every day and a husband who demands attention and a baby from me.
Indeed, then this is a question that all of Shambhra is asking or perhaps has asked. The feeling of emptiness, the feeling of sadness. You are truly going from one energy to the other. You are truly changing everything that you thought you were. You are dying in a way, going from one lifetime to the next, but staying in your physical body and also still deeply attached to the old energy realities. We talked earlier in our discussion today in the Shaud about going through a tremendous period of releasing, a period of void. That is where so much of the sadness comes in. This seems to be part of the process, and there are things that can be done to help comfort this. We've talked about these before. These are very simple. It is the breathing. The breathing of acceptance and the knowingness of acceptance that you are in this space. No sense in trying to hide it or fight it. Honor yourself with the sadness that you are in. Honor yourself, that part of you that you thought you knew so well is gone. Honor the feeling of void. Do not try to overcome it, battle it, or deny it. Be in it fully. Now, I know many of you are saying, but Tobias, we do not want to be in it. We are trying to get out of it. You will receive so many gifts for yourself by honoring and accepting and allowing this energy situation that you are in. Your fear is that you will get stuck here if you honor it, that you must run from it as fast as you can. And it's like a boogeyman that is trying to chase you and consume you. But you will not. You will not get stuck in this. It is not a dynamic of the transition of going into the new energy. So, you are blessed in a way. You are experiencing what Chambra all across the world has gone through or is going through. Breathe in and celebrate the death of the old self. And hold no expectations about what the new you will be like. We thank you for this question.
Yes, I have a question. So many children are diagnosed with ADD and ADHD, especially in American society. And my question is, are they not just misunderstood? Are they not just part of the new energy that's coming in?
Indeed, you are very perceptive. And the ones who can't seem to hold a focus, it is because they are coming in as children so much more expanded than perhaps most of you have come in. They are highly sensitive children. They are aware of so many things going on around them in the realms that would be called unreal, but as we now know, are very real indeed. The current structures of the schools and also of many families try to put them into a singular, linear focus, and they are very multidimensional and very sensitive. They need continual stimulation from all sorts of sources. They need the ability to express themselves, and so many of them are being denied that venue of expression. The schools, dear friends, as we have talked about before, do not provide the type of environment for these children. Who is going to create these schools? It is you, Chambra. When are you going to do this? There are now millions and millions of these new energy attribute children coming in. Where are they going to be warehoused if you don't create the schools? When are you going to use your own creative ability and make these places happen? When are you going to take the cue from Metatron that now is the time? You are very perceptive about what they truly are like, and it saddens. Hi, Tobias. Yes, the more I'm around you, all I'm developing human characteristics. It saddens me to see the way that these children are handled, and you know exactly what happens. They are diagnosed, they are analyzed by an old energy system and an old energy brain. Somebody that calls themselves a doctor. They are analyzed and they are given some type of drug to suppress the creative flow within them. I need not say more about what needs to be done. And it's time, Chambra, for you to do the work. When you begin your own creative expression now in doing all of these things like setting up schools, don't be worried if it doesn't turn out instantly, if it isn't all manifested. Don't fret if it changes along the way. At least you are making the moves and allowing divine energy to come into the now. But it will grow and it will build as you move out. Don't worry about making mistakes. You have a natural spiritual balancer within you now. It will work out. We thank you for this question and the opportunity to pontificate.
Tobias, would you please share with us the role of Jehovah Witnesses organization, and is there anything I can do to make the lives of the Jehovah Witnesses in my boyfriend's family less fearful? I love you always.
There are many, how to say, karmic spiritual groups who come back together lifetime after lifetime. There are the ones who you just mentioned and the Jehovah's Witnesses. And essentially, if you trace the members and if you look at their lineage, they have spent time together in the past, perhaps in another type of spiritual or religious organization. And they come back together in these modern times to reunite. What holds them together is perhaps a book or a common belief system, but what really binds them is old group karma. Now, they set up many rules and regulations, whether it is Jehovah's Witnesses or so many of the other, very tight, highly focused religions that you have right now. They will try to attract members from the outside, but what they find is that the members come and go. They may join for a short period of time and then they leave because they do not carry the same karmic energies as this core group. There is much to be served by them coming back together. They give each other strength and they are working through so many of their, karmic situations. So it is to honor all of them. Does not mean you need to accept their belief system, nor do they need to accept yours. With your relationship, with your family relationship, you were connected with this karmic group in the past. Now you are releasing yourself from the old energies, and you, do not feel comfortable with this family dynamic involved in the Jehovah's Witnesses. Understand, it is not appropriate to change them. It may be appropriate to change your situation. There will be much guilt associated with this, and it will be very difficult because there are still strong bonds to the old family ways. And these family ways that we are discussing here are not just from lifetimes on Earth, but this was from a group prior to coming to Earth, back before Earth was ever created. This was more of a celestial group called, how to spell, C-I-D-A, Sida, that you were all part of. Now you know it is time to leave, and it's difficult, and it's causing you much frustration and aggravation, but we say to you, follow your heart, you will know what to do. We thank you for this question, and we once again emphasize that so many groups and religions right now have ties from long before they ever came to Earth, including the tribe of Israel that I was a part of. We were a group that knew each other so very well prior to coming to Earth, and we had, we had much karma that we brought with us to Earth, and this was intensified during the period of Atlantis, where our group tended to, rule Atlantis at the time. We tended to dominate, and we were a very elite group. There was a karmic condition and a karmic cleansing that the children of Israel, the Jewish tribe, agreed to, and this is what you know as World War II. So, thank you.
Hello, Tobias. I'm Joseph from Israel.
Joseph? I know who you are.
Yeah, I know.
We have known each other for quite some time.
Oh, and it was very emotional to have you. Thank you. And hello, all this wonderful and gorgeous family from all over the world, and my family in Israel, Shalom Lekulam. Whether stay awake, it's very late at night now. My question is, first, What you can say about this very, very terrifying and tense situation now in Israel? And what you can tell about all these young people who are have to go to the army, and it's kind of indigo kids and whatever it is, they are trapped in the kind of war and this kind of situation, that it seems to me that all the world, at least the United States, support in a way. The other question is, what was the storm when I came to Colorado in the plane? Thank you.
Indeed, and we have talked about my homeland of Israel so many times. We've talked about the conflicts that exist in this place right now, and these will continue. These will continue until all of the energies, the old religious energies, come to the surface and find a new and different way of resolution. They will do this when they get tired of their old ways. They're still playing with the old ways of terrorism and of bombings and of suppression and repression. And these go back to the time of Atlantis, and they go back to the times even before any humans were ever on Earth. So you will see these intensify all as a way of clearing. Now, dear Joseph, you are not bound to this place. You have changed. You have released so many of these energies. If you choose to leave this place, it will be difficult and sad, but you are not bound to it. If you choose to stay there, you will bring the essence of Shambra and the essence of the new energy with you, and it will be difficult to stay for a period of time. It is your choice. It is up to you. But know that it is a difficult assignment. This conflict will exist for a period of time. There will be, how to say, we're not prophesizing here, but we see this getting slightly better in the months ahead and then getting very much worse in this place. Understand by standing behind the short wall, that is all appropriate. It is all part of a renewal process. Perhaps one of these days, humans across the earth will have the type of new energy solutions and creativity that all of you are coming up with, and you will not need to resort to old ways. But this is the way it will be for a while in this place. It is also, I will interject a personal note here. I, Tobias, have been trying to urge Caldra and Linda for quite some time to go to this region. And I will now state this publicly. Let there be no doubt that it would be appropriate for us to go back. It is not only about me revisiting an area of the world that is so sacred and so sentimental for me, but, dear friends, we had you go to Korea, and you were safe. We have had you go to many difficult places, and you've always been safe. Even you were recently in Indianapolis, and it was safe. So, there will be many energies around you, and we would like to do this within the period of 1 year.
Did I miss the part about it getting worse there?
Earlier would be better. But no matter when you go, you will find that you do not have to be affected by all of these energies around you. There is work for us to do there, for all of us to do there. There is work of bringing in the new energy. We must help to relieve some of the burdens from Joseph, who is doing this with his group. It would be very appropriate for them to have many of you, Shambra, come to this area. So, in answer to the question about the storm upon your arrival, in a sense, there are two different ways to express this. This mountain area that is here creates some very turbulent winds, and aircraft have a difficult time with this. On the other hand, it was also symbolic of your personal journey for you, Joseph, in that you were traveling to new places, and sometimes when you are so close to feeling the safety of arriving at a new point of separation, there is turbulence in the air. That is a good example for all of you. It is not always a smooth ride. It is not always easy. But accepting that you, dear friends, are totally safe, even in all of this, accepting that it is part of the journey, and stop trying to fight it, understand that even the storms bring new energy and new clearings. We thank you for your question, and we look forward to seeing you in the homeland.
We think you need to come back and get a body. Okay. Bear with me. How do I know that I want something? I'm serious. When I sometimes look at the things I want, I see that I don't really want them. How will I know I want something truly? And please don't answer with, how do you know that you really didn't want that? Indeed, I don't want to become anything in worldly terms, not in consciousness, or do anything. Then many things seem useless. Can you tell something about this matter?
Indeed. You're going through a period of confusion. Like so many Shambra all over the world, you no longer really know what you want, but yet you cannot define the new thing that you do want. It leaves you in a state of confusion during this transition process. Perhaps before you thought you wanted a new car, but then when you go down to look at new cars, you find out you are not interested at all. So many things will be like that for a while. How do you know when something truly comes along, a passion that is truly yours, not just a whim, but something that is deep? Oh, you will feel it. You will feel a type of love and connection and passion and creative desire like I, Tobias, cannot express in words. It will be beyond just a feeling or a hunch. It will be a wave of passion and desire. But all of this in such an appropriate manner, such a way of fulfilling a creative desire that is within you. So in the meantime, simply breathe in and understand that everything around you is changing, and it is changing because you are becoming a new energy human.
I'm asking this on behalf of my son, who just finished another 2 weeks of not being able to eat and losing weight. What is going on with my body? Why is my stomach so sensitive to fruits and many foods? Why do I get gas from digesting foods all the time, and why am I in pain? And why is it that when I call people, they will not be responsible and call back? And why are people dying so often?
Your system is very, very sensitive, particularly with the type of energies that you brought into this lifetime and the changes that you are going through right now. You are having rejection of nearly everything that has to do with old energy or old ways. And this manifests in the foods that you bring into your system. And it is causing quite a turmoil in you. And again, it is because of the rejection of old ways. It is to understand that your body needs food at this point for sustenance. Your body needs the energy that is associated with this. It needs the nutrients. So it is a matter right now of understanding that just because you are ingesting something that you consider, say, from the old ways that is rude or crude and rough, it is still important to bring these into your system. Bringing foods into your system will not trap you in the old energy. You need to affirm that to yourself. You need to remind yourself of that. You personally will be able to assimilate energies from all around you like you have been desiring through breathing, the energies that are in the dimensions around you, but your body is not quite ready for that yet. In a sense, you are rejecting the old way of life itself. But as we have said so often in our discussions with all of Chambra, it is also about honoring the old ways. The old ways, as difficult as they have been, have brought you to this place. The old ways cannot be denied, or in a sense they cannot be changed. They were. Honor them as you do, and as you honor yourself and your path, you will go through your own transformational process much smoother. You do not need to do it by cutting off what you feel to be an old energy life force. So, it is also not to have to take on the burdens and the difficulties of the rest of the world. You are trying to do all this at one time. I've known you from the past and known you to be quite a racer, quite one who moves very fast. You come into this lifetime and you're trying to get it all done at once. But yet there are still some issues that you are holding within you, anger, resentment. I suggest to you to help release these, have your dear guide mother take you out and just scream. Yes, scream out in nature, not in your house. But to let this out, it has to do with the breath, of course, but it has to do with a deep releasing from some old angers. And understand that the movements into the new energy are so appropriate right now. We thank you for your question.
Thank you.
My question is, how do people of African descent fit into the new energy? And secondly, how do our youth fit into the new energy?
Interesting. There are no lines and barriers for the new energy. We can release those now. When Hosaf came into our group last month and began to look at you in human body and to see your energy now in different forms and shapes, he came back to our side and he began to sketch out what he thinks he would like to look like if he came back as a human. First of all, he said he would prefer a darker skin, for he saw that it looked better. But yet, he also wanted a red hair, for he admired the flame of this. He said he preferred a somewhat shorter body to come back into, because he preferred to be compact and tight. Kaldura does not think that one is funny. And he is still trying to decide whether he wants to come back or come into human form at some point as male or female. Perhaps both. All of our way of saying that, how to say, it does not matter to us. Now, in somewhat of more direct and reasonable answer to your question, it is not about any particular sex or race. It is when there is, how to say, the new energies planted in, germinated within all of the various subgroups that you have on earth and then melded together. This is very important. For the youth that you addressed, they're coming in with so many new energy attributes. They do not have to go through the type of transition or many of the struggles that you have had to go through. Yet the young ones coming in, they do need the teachers. They do need the human guides. They're coming in with new energy attributes into still what is very much an old energy world. And they will be confounded and they will be perplexed if they do not have teachers. And that comes to the very essence of the Crimson Circle and why we are here, encouraging all of you in your own way to be the teachers and the guides, encouraging you to use those creative forces that are wanting to come through you now to begin developing the new ways. We thank you for your question.
My question is perfect for what you just stated. I've been working with time continuum and with my putting my word into physical action. For example, I was in traffic, nowhere to turn, and I said, why can't we have the parting of the red cars? I'm flinging it like this. Guess what? The red cars parted. Mom and I drove out, and the red cars came together. And we've had experiences like this. Will you be having classes, or we need teachers to teach us how to, I don't want to say manipulate this, but learn to control, and that's not a right word either. You know what I'm trying to say. Be able to practice this more. And also, can I ask you one more question? You have a partial grid in this particular space, red, yellow, green. Why is it only partial? What are you setting up? Thank you.
In terms of what we would call synchronicities happening in your life, in terms of how to say the parking space being available, in terms of traffic moving when you need it to, these are all synchronicities that will come more and more into your life. It will just be there. When you try to manipulate it or control it through your mind, it will not. As a matter of fact, it will be counterproductive, and it will become even more difficult. So, dear friends, we have been moving all of you along a path of understanding. It doesn't come from the old energy way, and it doesn't come from the mind. It's a little bit disconcerting right now because you are still not sure how to create and how to manifest. What we have done is tried to, move all the old ways out, have you in a totally open and pure space to watch the synchronicities naturally come in without forcing or without trying to control. Once you begin to see how all the synchronicities occurs, how everything is just there for you, then we will be able to go into more details of how now you can do this on a much more proactive, conscious level. It has been our concern, and in a sense your concern, that if you try to do this, new energy synchronicity, but yet with old energy mindset, that it would cause so much difficulty and pain. So, for all of Shamba right now, it is about just watching how everything comes to you. Don't try to limit it. Don't try to define it. Just let it come in. We will get into these details in future discussions with you. But now, just watch how everything arrives in your life. We know you want to have more control over it. You want to feel that you are the one defining it. We assure you, you are defining it, just not on levels that you quite understand yet. We will get there, but let's not do it with the old energy mind. And in terms of all of the grids and colors, let's not go there right now. Let's just feel. There are There are so many energies you are not perceiving. You're focused on one area. There are more energies here than you could possibly imagine, particularly with the group that's assembled here today. So I ask you just to go multidimensional while staying in your now and feel the vibrations that you weren't so aware of, somewhat hidden behind the other ones, but they are there. We thank you for your question.
Last question.
Hi, Tobias. What is the purpose of the universe being so large?
Indeed, it is not so large. The universe only appears large or confusing when you look at it through an old energy mindset or a telescope. The measuring devices for the universe, what humans are using now to measure the universe, are somewhat laughable from our perspective. We see each day where scientists have come out with a new equation for how old the universe is. And we will add with a bit of a wink here, it is not nearly as old as what they think it is. Not at all. We have said so many times before in our discussions with you, we refer to the term a long, long time ago, but not so long ago at all. Dear friends, the universe, you and your journey are so new, are so recent, that it's almost funny. You think you have been around a long time, and the universe has been around even longer. That is quite amusing because it is so new. It was only a moment of time ago when you left home. Only a moment of time. It's an illusion that the universe is large and old. The universe is circular and it is expanding in a spiral. The universe cannot be defined with any of the measuring instruments that you have right now. You can explore the universe by expanding your consciousness, staying in the source, but we don't think the information you give to the scientists will make them feel good. The universe is the new home for the expanding spirit. When you look out into the skies and you see billions and billions of stars, when you see vast open spaces, there's not much out there. It is not teeming with alien life. Alien life exists at the other dimensional levels. It is not out into your physical universe. So why, oh why, would you have this large, large living room? It is so that guests can come in. It is that so when spirit expands from the kingdom through you, it has a place to play in this new thing called the cosmos or the universe. What is being learned here on Earth about life force and life forms will then be carried to other planets and other places. Places that right now seem uninhabitable by the likes of human forms like you, but the human form will take on a whole new dynamic as we go into the new energy. The universe is not so large, but it is indeed not at all what you think it is. The universe is the new home for the expanding spirit. And you are the ones who are creating it. You wonder why then the likes of Metatron, Asaph, Mary, and all of the other angels come in to thank you for a job well done. You are never alone. We are always with you. And so it is.